We're fortunate still to have a local weekly paper when so many communities have lost theirs. Like many people in these paranoid times, I turn first to the bad news, the police report. Many of these reports are about shoplifting. There's nothing new about shoplifting. It's as old as the first shops and the first small boy who snatched an apple from the counter and ran. What seems to be different now is the scale. Retailers have reported an epidemic of shoplifting, reflected in the number of reports in the local paper, accompanied by blurred pictures from the humorously named security cameras. The old-fashioned style of shopping, where customers would choose their items, line up at the checkout and pay, seems to be going out of style. And today's shoplifters are no longer satisfied with a single apple. They grab televisions, power tools, generators, building supplies, whole racks of clothing, and whole carts of food. They can be seen on camera, boldly wheeling these acquisitions out of the store, apparently without shame, and certainly without interference from the store security personnel, if any. It looks like a tolerated form of looting that the retail trade is unwilling or unable to stop. The reported retail losses last year added up to around $55 billion, almost enough to start a new war. Some large stores have been closing branches where the ratio of stealing to buying has become too high. This only increases the amount of crime by forcing frustrated thieves to steal a car and drive to the next shopping centre. Some very senior citizens can remember old-style shops with counters where you asked for what you wanted. Self-service arrived early in the 20th century, popular with retailers because they could fire all the staff who used to serve behind the counters. It seemed obvious to everyone else that displaying a cornucopia of stuff in big empty stores with almost no staff was asking too much of human nature. And it was. And it still is. The situation in Europe is no better. Britain's shoplifting epidemic is so serious that some checkout counters now look like security gates, with barriers to frustrate jumpers and cage-like booths to protect checkout personnel from assault. American retailers seem more resigned to what is politely called shrinkage, as in, let's go down to the mall and do some shrinkage. More and more customers have obviously decided to deal with the affordability problem in this direct and illegal way. Those of us who never even stole a piece of candy, and who incidentally are paying for all this thievery by way of insurance premiums and police services, have a right to be rather annoyed with all the amateur criminals. They're like the bad boys at school who got away with every kind of cheating, and left the rest of us wondering, as we wonder now, when we watch these characters strolling away across the parking lot with their loot, whether honesty really is the best policy. This is David Boucher.